This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Vincent.
Coming up, Vincent, you've got the story about Tulsi Gabbard, who is one of these candidates that's actually saying some interesting things from time to time. Most of the Democrats are particularly uninteresting and pretty standard stuff. But Tulsi is not afraid to speak some truth to power. And in this case, she's targeted Hillary Clinton. And I guess it was after Hillary Clinton targeted her, as I understand it. We'll get into all that coming up here. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. Plus, if we get a chance, it looks like cannabis may be legalized soon in Mexico. And
oh, yeah.
That's a big deal. We can talk about that. Plus, in relation to that, the Canadian cannabis legalization that happened about a year ago. So they're celebrating a year of legal cannabis up there. Let's go first, though, to David. He's in New Mexico to start things out this hour. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, another fun piece of the puzzle on government tactics on this case, this KUNM radio station, University of New Mexico radio station.
This is the radio station that has banned you from calling and then pursued you with criminal charges after you continue to call.
Yeah, and worse than that, if you remember that this was already adjudicated. There are three separate court cases, and this was already adjudicated in one of the three court cases. And there was an agreement. There was a pre-adjudication agreement, they call it, that they'll just dismiss it. The one of the three charges, if I, and at the time it was the only charge, if I just simply didn't call the radio station until December of this year, which I already hadn't been doing for 2 years on my own, if I wouldn't call them until December, then they would just dismiss it. And then so I didn't. But I did continue to call another radio station, a radio program on the same station called Singing Wire, and where I do that shout out every Sunday for the last 10 years I've done it to my kids. And the Elaine Baumgartel, the program director or the news director at KUNM, along with Stephen Emmons, the program director, they call the cops on me when I call the Singing Wire program. They call what they do is they have the Singing Wire staff monitor right down when I call and then notify Elaine Baumgartel and
see, I would have just banned you for being boring. I mean, calling about the same thing every single week at the same time. I mean, nobody wants to hear that.
Let's ask him. Nobody. Do you want to hear that?
Hello?
You're right here.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you know what Singing Wire is? It's an Indian program,
no,
Native American music. And part of their program is they do shout outs. That's what the program exists for.
Uh-huh, okay.
And so since my government trafficked my children illegally out of my life, which I did prove at the Court of Appeals, since they did that, one of the things I do is I say, hey, David Olson Jr., hey, Paisley Olson, I love you. I'm your dad. I'm still out here as a shout out. Okay, so that's what I do, and it's also
you're saying they welcome that sort of thing. You're saying that's something that purportedly they want to have happen.
Yeah, it's not only what they purport to have happen; they solicit it. They say, "Call in now with your shout out."
But then they
do. Is there a spiritual aspect to this program?
Yes, it's.
I would try and make a First Amendment argument.
Well, I mean, his argument is that this is a government station. The station that he's calling is a college radio station.
Oh,
so it is a First Amendment
that
argument.
That may change everything.
Yeah. So where's the? What's the update on this case?
Well, the update is that that when I would call into the program that we just talked about, the people that are trying to shut me down, the Baumgartel of the Emmons, what they do is they ask the Indians, hey, did David Olson call in this weekend? Oh, he did. Good. You wrote it down, right? Okay, now let's call the transsexual cop over at the University Police Department and have him write him up on some more charges, which they've done two more times for calling the program. Like I said, this program that I call into was approved by the judge and by the district attorney that, yeah, hey, it's cool. You can still call in to the Indian program like you've been doing for a decade. That's okay. Cool. But, yeah, but when I do, then the Baumgartel and the Emmons call the transsexual cop, and the transsexual cop comes over and writes up new stalking and telephone harassment charges. And so it's pretty funny.
How many charges are you facing now for this?
There's three of them, and you can see them on nmcourts.gov in their case lookup. Just look up Olson, O-L-S-O-N, David.
Well, let us know how it goes, David. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tulsi Gabbard, Vincent, she's getting into it with Hillary Clinton. And now, to some extent, it is important when you're a smaller time person to attack the King of the Hill, right? If you can get the King of the Hill to pay attention to you, if you can get the King of the Hill to defend against you, to attack you back, that's usually a good thing.
I'd have no idea about that.
No? Okay, well, it's generally true, right? Like, normally, if you're on the King of the Hill, if you're the King of the Hill, you want to ignore the little guys. You want to ignore them.
The interesting thing is you're still looking at Hillary as the King of the Hill, and she hasn't even declared.
That's true.
Well, this time around, although I've been expecting it.
I'm only saying that because she's got a much bigger name.
She does have a bigger name.
They either ignore you or they passive-aggressively report your YouTube video criticizing them for hate speech and then get your channel strike, but I wouldn't know anything about that. So this is from FoxNews.com, referring to the fat man Alex Jones, by the way. Hawaii Congresswoman and Democratic presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard dared Hillary Clinton not to, quote, hide behind your proxies, end quote, join the race directly after Clinton accused her of being a Russian asset specifically groomed to run as a third-party candidate in 2020. So, her tweet goes, great, thank you, at Hillary Clinton. You, the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption and personification of the rot that has sickened the Democratic Party for so long, have finally come out from behind the curtain, Gabbard wrote in a scathing three-part tweet on Friday afternoon. She continues, from the day I announced my candidacy, there has been a concerted campaign to destroy my reputation. And I'll say, she's been, you know, she's not been taking this lying down, Tulsi Gabbard. During the debate, she called out CNN and the New York Times, the people who were hosting the debate.
Really?
For I believe
for what?
For calling her a Russian asset.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's just straight out called him out. I mean, that was good. I have a lot of respect for her. She's not in a political NPC like many of the other ones are.
So CNN and New York Times are taking their talking points from Hillary Clinton, basically. Hillary's calling her a Russian.
Well, they're all taking their talking points from the same place.
Yeah, the Democratic Party or the progressive leftists or whoever.
I mean, Fox News gets the same talking points. It's just
from Rupert Murdoch.
They tell them, reverse it and make it sound stupid.
So she continues. From the day I announced my candidacy, there has been a concerted campaign to destroy my reputation. We wondered who was behind it and why. Now we know. It was always you, through your proxies and powerful allies in the corporate media and war machine, afraid of a threat I pose. It's now clear that this primary is between you and me.
Damn.
Don't cowardly hide behind your proxies. Join the race directly.
What would that actually be if it was proper? Cowardly?
Gabbard has faced criticism from several of her Democratic opponents who have accused her of being a, quote, puppet for the Russian government. The former Army National Guard major who served in Iraq.
Do they have any evidence for this accusation?
The evidence they have is that she does not agree with everything they say. She's, like, her campaign isn't
If you're not with us, you're with the Russians?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
she did say that she liked that it wasn't bad for Trump to pull out of
she's a non-intervention
troops in Syria.
She's a non-interventionist, which makes him call her a puppet for Assad. I mean, it's like her campaign is so much more of an orange man bad.
My God, she could actually make a statement about Trump objectively.
Exactly.
She's someone I'd vote for if she was the front.
She's the Democrat I'd vote for first.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us, share your thoughts on Tulsi and Clinton or whatever. It's Free Talk Live.
Owners. You want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know. You've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDartBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves, and how you can too. GoDartBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDartBags.com now, and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDartBags.com, discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarists, thinkers, and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Do you want to join the ultra-wealthy by using a 160-year-old investing program that is no longer exclusive? Keep your funds fluid and 100% tax-free for you or your heirs with no contribution limits and without ever losing your principal with Fortune DNA. Learn how to avoid the volatility of the market and put certainty back into your investing future. Join us at dna.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. It's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Vincent.
Local.bitcoin.com is a newer site. It started earlier this summer. It's been around for a few months now, and it is a global trading platform that actually allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. And most importantly, there's no identification requirements to sign up for and use the website. In fact, beyond that, all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So you finally have a global trading platform that actually cares about your privacy, and that's because at no point does local.bitcoin.com actually have custody of your funds. So you have control over your funds when you're on local.bitcoin.com. It's a very, very cool site. Get over there and check it out. It's local.bitcoin.com. We've been talking about Tulsi Gabbard calling out Hillary Clinton after apparently Hillary Clinton targeted her, calling her a Russian agent, basically. Gabbard struck back.
Now, this is the woman who went to the Russians and to get them to fabricate the dossier against against Trump.
So,
Remember that dossier?
The bought and paid for dirty Russian collusion dossier, as Sean Hannity would call it. It wasn't. She didn't go directly to the Russians. What happened was
she went through intermediaries. That's what she does.
She went to Fusion GPS, who I believe hired Christopher Steele, who is like a former British spy, who then got the dirty dossier that he admitted that was unverifiable, and that's why we have this whole impeachment craze right now, the giant impeachment distraction. What was it? Hillary Clinton, she's been accused of the whole Uranium One scandal, and, like, you know, Robert Mueller, it was something, mm-hmm. he met on a tarmac, and, like, somehow, like, a certain company that had access to, like, 20% of the country, of the United States' strategic uranium supplies was given to the Russians or something. I mean, yeah, Hillary Clinton is like she's like a criminal mastermind. She's like an Inspector Gadget villain.
If she was a mastermind, she would have won.
We go to Olivia in Arizona, and I know you get a little bit more on this, Vincent, but Olivia, you're on Free Talk Live, watching on YouTube.
Hey, Ian. Hey, nobody. Hey, and hey, Vincent.
Hey. What's on your mind?
Well, recently I went to Louisiana, and I'm sure you probably already know about Louisiana and their law enforcement, but
it's one of the most oppressive of all the states as far as arresting its own population.
Exactly, and you have no idea. So I was in the backwoods. I was actually passed through the area around the Bayou Teche, which is like Arnaville and little places like that, and you have no idea how many cop cars. There were dozens, just a short drive through this nothing tiny agricultural town.
Wow.
And we stayed in a hotel in a place called, I forgot where it was called, Bro was part of the name. Bro Bridge, sorry. And they like, a cop came in and ate breakfast for free in the hotel, and it opened up. Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm out of here.
I slopped the pigs. I'm getting paid.
Exactly. It opened up a discussion, though, with a family member who is from a different state, and they have their friends with a cop who they like. So they were like, oh, this is so wonderful. Every place should do that. And I'm like, this is a nothing town. Everybody's like a really religious town. Everyone's Catholic. You see the little Mary statues everywhere. Nothing town. And there's dozens of cops. Why do you think that is? It's not that they're putting out crimes. And then it opened up the discussion that the police aren't there to protect you. They have no duty to protect. And, I mean, it just snowballed from there where, like, basically the argument was, well, you can't trust people and
trust the police because they're not people? Is that
exactly,
what they're saying?
Right? Mm-hmm.
you can't trust the people. Trust hogs.
They're gonna spread diseases. I mean, it went from everything. We've got to legislate morality because if we don't, God will smite us to
those are some frustrating times, having to talk to family about those issues and having them, you know, not care about freedom at all.
I can certainly remember a number of times that I've ignored the Christian rules on sexual morality and ended up smitten. So,
But I did want to bring up one last part of that. Sure. So basically it melted down to, well, if you don't like it, you can leave. I was like, no, you leave. And then it was like, well, then vote in better people. And so that brought up the discussion of, well, okay, but when you do that, when you try to vote in better people, either you've never heard of them or they get basically blacklisted, like Tulsi Gabbard. They pay this, they make this big branding campaign to smear them, even though it's ridiculous. Or they use one of the many, many laws that they can use to throw them in jail somehow. I remember I was actually over the weekend, I was reading Free Keen, and you had mentioned a politician named Michael Sylvia who was just living on his property, and I looked him up. He's supposed to try to go to court this October. I don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be there.
We're intending to go and record video of that. In fact, I do need to check with Mike about that, make sure the date is still what we think it's going to be. Sometimes they delay these things, and you know, he might not have remembered to let us know. So I'll double check that, and we will definitely talk more about what happened to him. But yeah, the short version is he was just allegedly living in an RV on his property, or in the garage on his property, and in the town in, I think it's called Belmont, New Hampshire, just a crappy little town. They came after him. They sent the town selectmen, so basically the city council, sent the code enforcement officer specifically to investigate Mike. And he, like, staked out his house during the wintertime and, like, noticed that there were tracks that led from the RV to the garage, noticed that there was smoke coming out of a smokestack on the garage, and wrote up a report about how he believed that that was evidence that Mike was living in the RV and or the garage, and either of those things is illegal. Of course, the house itself doesn't actually exist because the house burned down on the property before Mike purchased it. So the previous owner's home burned down, which left just the garage on the property. So Mike got a pretty good deal on the property, obviously, considering there was no house there. And as he's renovating or whatever it is he's doing, he's probably wanted to live there. Now, I'm not saying he did or did not. I'm not testifying about that sort of thing. But it's going to be a really interesting trial because Mike Sylvia not only is a state representative, but he's also a longtime Free Talk Live listener and somebody and a supporter, somebody who is one of those guys that has done a lot of research on courts and courtrooms and you know, how to go to trial. And I think it's going to be really interesting to watch that. So we'll definitely keep you in the loop about that. Olivia, anything else you want to share tonight?
Awesome. Yeah, I feel like they targeted him because he's one of the freer politicians. I think he won an award for respecting people's rights. And so
He won the, I think it was last year, or maybe it was, yeah, it was last year. He won the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance award that they give to one state representative or state senator. They only give one of these out, the Liberty, what is it called? It's like basically the Liberty Legislator of the Year. I think that's what it is. Like whoever it is that's the most consistent voting in favor of liberty every issue, every time, more so than anyone else. And they gave it to Mike Sylvia because, well, he deserved it. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Olivia. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Tulsi versus Clinton. Tulsi says, get in the ring. Stop being such a wuss. Stop talking through your intermediaries and come at me, bro. Basically,
I've been predicting a Hillary Clinton run.
Well, we'll find out more about it coming up here in a moment. I think you got a little bit more to share, Vincent. And your calls and thoughts are welcome here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump pushed back that criticism that his Syrian withdrawal is damaging U.S. credibility, betraying Kurdish allies and opening the door for a possible resurgence of the Islamic State. He also touted a ceasefire agreement that seemed at risk as Turkey and Kurdish fighters differed over what it required and whether combat was actually halted.
I just spoke to President Erdogan, Turkey. We're doing very, very well with Turkey. There's a ceasefire. There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire this morning that was eliminated quickly. And they're back to the full pause. We have ISIS totally under guard.
The president called his Syria approach, quote, a little bit unconventional. The president contended that the Turkish president, as well as the Syrian Kurdish fighters the Turks are battling, all agree that the U.S. brokered ceasefire was the right step and we're currently complying with it. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in, toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And I want to say thanks to Edge Wallet for being a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. I'm a big fan of Edge Wallet, and it's not because they're sponsoring the show. I was using Edge Wallet as my primary wallet long before they started sponsoring Free Talk Live, so it was just a nice bonus that they actually started sponsoring us, which I think is great. Edge is a great wallet. It's available for both iOS and Android devices. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold various different cryptocurrencies, including Stellar, Ripple, Monero, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Bitcoin, and Ravencoin as well. A bunch more as well. I'm not going through the whole list. Go to edge.app and learn more about Edge Wallet. You can also, as I said, download it for iOS and Android devices. As we continue here talking about Tulsi Gabbard, Vincent, you had a story about how she and Hillary are now apparently squaring off, although Hillary hiding behind her
proxies.
Yes.
Beauty versus the Beast.
Mm.
So, yeah, so it continues here after Tulsi just, like, outright calls her out on Twitter.
This is after Clinton alleged that she was that Tulsi was a Russian agent.
Yeah, yeah, and then they give a context behind that at the end of the article. For whatever reason, they wait for the end of the article. But so
and what's
continues.
The source, CNN?
Fox News.
Fox, okay.
Clinton spokesman Nick Merrill responded to Gabbard with a cheeky remark. I wonder if this was written by a British person.
Should we just call him a tool instead of a spokesman?
Quote, Assad Day for your candidacy. A reference to
Assad or Assad,
as in Bashar al-Assad, Syrian president.
Yeah, trying to do a play on Assad.
I didn't even get it. Thank you, nobody. A reference to Gabbard's...
He's French.
A reference to Gabbard's controversial meeting with the Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. Syrian dictator. He was elected. I mean, you know, whether or not... You know, Syria's not the perfect place. It's not the perfect government. But, I mean, it's like people are... You know, minorities are protected there. And, like, the Syrian people do like Assad al-Assad. So it's just, you know, every time they call it a dictator. I mean, Trump and Obama and Bush and Clinton all behave like dictators, too. So, I mean, you could...
Call all of them dictators or none of them.
Yeah. So, anyways, he's referring to a meeting, right? So she just met with the guy, Assad, and now they're saying she's an agent. Clinton has recently been courting the spotlight to promote a book. Co-authored by her daughter, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Although she didn't name Gabbard specifically, Clinton told a one-time aide to President Barack Obama, David Plouffe, host of a podcast called Campaign HQ, that she thought Trump and the Russians have, quote, got their eye on somebody who is currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third-party candidate.
Oh, really?
And so Clinton's words here, they quote, she's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far, Clinton said, seemingly alluding to Gabbard. Clinton also
said... Well, obviously the Russians aren't very good at what they're doing, right? Because if they actually were effective at all this purported advertising they've been doing and the propagandizing, then Tulsi Gabbard would be doing much better in the polls. I suspect she's not doing that well.
Oh, absolutely. And
she's doing a lot better than you'd expect,
okay.
I think.
And Clinton would have been the choice for the Russians because, you know, they have her totally, they most likely have dirt on her with whole Uranium One scandal. She sold her soul to the highest bidder, sells out the country when she was the, Secretary of State compared to Trump where his, you know, because Russia's economy depends on energy exports and natural gas. And, you know, Trump is, big on the U.S. at being the number one exporter of energy and such. So anyways, it ends on Clinton also singled out former 2016 Democratic candidate Jill Stein, accusing her of being a Russian asset. Although, I don't know if Jill Stein was ever a Democratic candidate. I knew she was the Green Party.
She was Green Party the last couple times around. According to RealClearPolitics.com, one of the most recent Democratic primary polls, it appears as though Gabbard is pretty far down the list here. Biden at 29.2%, Warren 23%, Sanders 15%, Buttigieg 5.8, Harris 5.4, O'Rourke 2.6, Yang 2.2, Klobuchar, never heard of that one, 2.0.
She was at Keene State on Wednesday.
1.6, Steyer 1.6, and then Gabbard at 1.2. The only two lower than her are Bennett and Castro. Apparently Castro.
Oh, Julian Castro. He's in the race. Oh, my God. Yeah, and, you know, Biden...
Castro actually made an interesting statement, which is his problem with the gun ban was all the police brutality that would result from it.
Ooh, okay.
Which I thought was interesting. That's, you know, that's first, you know, a step on the way to actually doing the math and realizing that literally millions of people will die if they try to confiscate these guns.
And, you know, Biden is only up there just because of name recognition. Like, and I feel sad for him. It's like, you know, if you're at a family reunion and you know one of your grandparents has, like, dementia or Alzheimer's, but no one wants to acknowledge it, and they, you know, they try and, plug a fork into an outlet or something. That's what Biden is. I remember the biggest gaffe that he did at the debate was he was talking about, you know, he said, he's like, I'm paraphrasing here, he's like, I want to support the everyday regular people who are cutting coupons for the stock market.
They have coupons?
No, he's just out of it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, and he was like, it was a word salad. He was jumbling his words. And I mean, like, I think that reflects very poorly on the Democratic voter if
he's number one.
Yeah, if he's number one. I mean, Bernie Sanders had a heart attack a few weeks ago, and he was more coherent than Biden.
Wow. Are we done with this story about Tulsi?
Yes.
If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I want to send her a copy of, like, Man, Economy, and State or something.
Yeah, but how can you guarantee she'll read it?
Oh, I can.
Yeah. So there is some interesting news coming out of Mexico. I wanted to share this tonight, especially with you here, Nobody, as a longtime cannabis activist. MarketRealist.com reporting that they are fast approaching an October 23rd marijuana legalization deadline. On October 10th, Senator Julio Ramon Menchaca Salazar reiterated the deadline and the special joint meeting of the Mexican Senate's Parliamentary Commissions of Justice, Health, and Legislative Study, according to Marijuana Business Daily. The senator has also promised to present the bill's final draft by yesterday. This timeline sets Mexico to become the third country to legalize recreational marijuana after Canada and Uruguay. Of course, Uruguay was first, then Canada last year, right around this time.
Well, I'd say Canada legalized corporate marijuana.
What do you mean?
Well, because the primary beneficiaries of it aren't the people or cannabis smokers. It's the companies mm-hmm. that the government allows them to. Like in Quebec, I think it's...
They're creating a cartel.
Exactly. Like you're only allowed to grow like
big marijuana
plants.
You mean personally, Grove?
I believe in Quebec that's what it is, last I checked.
Okay. Well, look, the Canadian situation, I've got another story about that, but that's an entire mess that involves, in some provinces and territories, like I think it's Ontario province, the government actually is the exclusive distributor, so they don't even have private stores.
I believe Quebec as well.
Tommy Weed, that is going to work great.
It didn't work at all. They, as you might have predicted, they actually sold out immediately on the first day. They completely misjudged what the demand was going to be, and ever since then it's been an absolute debacle in Ontario. It's been terrible.
Can't even make money selling weed.
Nope, they can't. They actually have lost money, is from what I understand.
Could be worse. The U.S. government lost money running a whorehouse.
Which one was that?
Mustang Ranch.
That was the government's whorehouse?
Well, the guy lost it to the IRS, and the IRS tried to run it.
Did they
and
really?
And they failed. They were selling. they were selling sex and booze, and they couldn't make a profit.
I just want to say, since we're on the topic of cannabis in Canada, the Canadian federal elections are coming up. There's a new party. The closest thing that Canada is going to get to a viable liberty-leaning party via People's Party of Canada, and he's Maxime Bernier. He's the head of it, and he's been endorsed by Mark Emery.
Maxime.
Oh, okay.
So I found that interesting. That's what I'm going to be talking about on Questioning Authority tomorrow
right.
night. Actually, have a Canadian election. It's very important elections coming up in Canada.
All right, 855, 450, free. A little bit more about what's going on down south of the border with marijuana legalization possibly going to be a thing down there, which means the United States will be the only North American country without it.
Wow.
At the national level, at least. 855, 450, free like freedom. You can join us here. Take control of the airwaves, even in the remaining moments, which are coming up. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD. Plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month?
month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring us whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also call in on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and that is where you will sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Don't forget, you can learn more about Nobody over at electnobody.com, a site that has been getting a lot of views over the last week or two. Mm-hmm. Probably the last week, ever since you had a viral meme. You didn't make it. But somebody made a meme about you. We don't know who actually it was. And they posted it on a Reddit channel that, or a Reddit subreddit that had over a million viewers, and it ended up topping that channel for some amount of time. You know how these things come and go, but for some amount of time, it was the number one topping. Yeah, most upvoted thing on that particular subreddit, and of course that ended up getting it seen elsewhere as well. So, and that's just with the mayoral campaign of yours, where nobody ran for mayor here in Keene, New Hampshire. Sadly, you didn't make it through the primary, but nobody really expected you to.
It's true.
Given the primary is an election that tends to attract the most politically active of voters, and those are least likely, in my opinion, to respond to an elect nobody campaign.
Right. They've already got a dog in the fight.
Exactly. And in this particular case, the two dogs that were in that fight have been fighting at each other's throats politically for the last basically year here in Keene.
So, I got one of Greenwald's campaign pamphlets, and he's attacking Hansel pretty hard.
I bet he is.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised for a city council. He didn't like the fact that Hansel voted against some, quote, you know, anti-resolution against racism or something. Hmm. It's just like...
There's not much you can criticize him on because they both vote for a lot of the same stuff. So.
Well, that was it. He said he was only... He never was ahead of a committee. He criticized him for his age because Greenwald has, like, decades of experience. Mm-hmm. So that was it. I mean, I was surprised, too. Not that Keene is a small town, but like
it is.
I don't know.
It's
just
a small town.
Small city, yeah. Quote city. Yeah. But I just did not expect that sort of viciousness. Or not,
it's
maybe
a big
not
town,
viciousness,
small
but.
City. Anyway, without getting too deep into that, nobody did run for that, and nobody got about 2% of the vote. Without really putting any significant effort into any kind of election. I mean, we did get some signs, but we didn't really get too many of them placed. And I don't tend to believe signs do much anything anyway. But mm-hmm. in one case, the sign definitely got this meme made because it was in the sign itself mm-hmm. was half of the meme. One half was you smoking a joint, the classic joint mm-hmm. smoking photo from the Concord protests that we've done over the years.
Yeah.
And then the other side was the sign that was sitting in the yard that was photographed by, in this case, the Boston Globe photographer. So all these different medias come together and they play off of one another. Mm-hmm. The Union Leader article that was written about you this week was actually written all about your interview on a Boston area rock station that you did the week prior to that. So had you not gotten the Boston media press, and it was more like Worcester Boston, but anyway, had you not gotten that interview, you may not have gotten as good of a publicity in the Union Leader, and so a little bit of media can sometimes go much further than what you were expecting it to. So now that you're running for governor... Mm. And you've just announced that. Who knows what that's going to blossom into?
Yeah, well, I've got a... sometime next week, I'm supposed to do a radio show in Manchester, so that will be good.
Ah, okay. Excellent.
Yeah, always good to get media in the state you're running in.
That's not going to conflict with the Mike Sylvia trial, right?
Well, I've got a pick of days,
okay.
So let's find out when that is, and then I'll schedule.
We'll talk about that off here. So check him out at electnobody.com. Vincent, plug your show.
Yes, Questioning Authority. It's on LRN.FM. It's on the Twitch. It's on the DLive. It's Saturdays from 10 p.m. to midnight. You could find the archives at questioningauthority.libsyn.com.
Okay.
ShireFreeMedia.com. I must update it. And, yeah, tomorrow we're going to be talking about the Canadian elections. We're going to be talking about the... You know, I can't help myself, a right-wing grift machine, and going to be talking a very, very special audio regarding Trump's, what was supposed to be, according to some certain right-wing pundits, Trump was going to be, they're going to pull a Kennedy and assassinate Trump when he was in Dallas. A certain Texas media figure made a fool out of himself, and it's great audio, and it's going to be so
Alex
great.
Jones.
Well, yeah, I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to give it away. It's going to be my first time back on the air in about like half a month just because I've been getting over laryngitis. It's going to be an awesome show. All of you should get open phones throughout the entire show. Anyone could call in. It's not on the FCC. Don't have to care about the FCC. It's going to be great, and I recommend everyone tune in.
So Mexico may be legalizing marijuana here within the next few months, it sounds like, according to MarketRealist.com. Now, honestly, I've not followed this situation in Mexico closely at all. I didn't even know. I mean, I knew that the president down there had talked about ratcheting back the war on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to hear that there's some steps in the right direction.
And the first step was the Supreme Court found that smoking marijuana was a right.
That was a limited discovery that only applied to the plaintiffs in the case, so it wasn't something that applied to everyone in Mexico, but it certainly was a good ruling.
Well, that's true, I think, because their precedent system doesn't work the way ours does, I think, but... one can make a reasonable prediction that other people similarly situated probably get the same ruling.
I should hope so, but hopefully it won't even come to that because they may legalize it. According to Marijuana Business Daily, the Parliament's combined commissions have prioritized Olga Sanchez Cordero's proposal, which is also stated to undergo significant modifications. Now, while the debate over recreational marijuana continues, medical marijuana with THC content under 1%, which isn't much, has been legal in Mexico since June of 2017. Grandview Research expects Mexico's medical cannabis market to grow 27.7% compounded annually from $47 million last year to $249 million by 2025. And so then they go on talking a little bit about some of the companies down there that are working to capitalize on the opportunity. Legalizing recreational marijuana could bring several benefits, namely reducing black market activities associated with marijuana. Furthermore, legalization could open up avenues for tax-paying businesses to enter the segment, boosting the Mexican government's tax revenue. And Biz Latin Hub estimates marijuana legalization could fetch $1.2 billion in tax revenue for Mexico. And they're saying dollars here, so I'm presuming they're referring to U.S. dollars when they're giving these numbers.
Yeah,
and
Mexico uses pesos.
They have a Mexican dollar, but anyway, going on. And save up to $200 million in enforcement costs. But it is basically the pesos, as I understand it. Another estimate pegs the Mexican legal marijuana market's value at $12 billion by 2029. The industry is also set to promote ancillary activities that create employment in Mexico.
It's called via Mexican peso. That's what the currency is called.
Yes, indeed. But I've seen Mexican dollar elsewhere, so I'm not sure what that means when referred to.
Like currency in the United Kingdom, they call it pounds, but it could also be called British dollars. I mean, you know, what is a dollar?
Right. So anyway, they say here, complete weed legalization may present problems for U.S. cannabis producers. According to Politico, North American marijuana growers could face stiff competition from Mexican cultivators. Well, they would if there were some reductions in the war on drugs in the area of cannabis in the United States nationally. It's still going to be illegal to import cannabis from Mexico. So even though it's legal to grow cannabis in Mexico and sell cannabis in Mexico, it will still not be legal to send a truckload of it across the southern border.
Well, that's true, but, you know, it's a lot easier to make your run if what you're doing is legal
on
for the first 1,000 miles,
yeah.
It would still increase, and there is competition from Mexican weed. Black market weed.
Yeah, so. I'm not saying there wouldn't be any, but if it were actually legal to sell across borders in the United States, then you'd see huge competition, not just between Mexico and U.S. producers, but between U.S. producers and U.S. producers, because right now, growers and sellers in Oregon cannot sell in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot sell in California. And so what you end up having happen is, I think it was Oregon that had a surplus of marijuana.
Yeah. And it ended up molding and having to be thrown away because
they
couldn't sell it.
Pointless. Whereas what they could have done is just rolled it across the border and sold it off at, you know, whatever prices they needed to make it move.
Well, hopefully they backdoored a lot of it to the black market, so that happened.
I suspect that they did. Obviously,
waste they, not want not.
Yeah, they can't admit doing anything like that, but that is something that people definitely do. The story goes on to kind of get more into the business aspects of this, and I think it's cool that there's like all these businesses rising up in the area of cannabis. On the downside, however, they're all licensed. They're all begging government for permission to exist, and we're not going to have
And
to...
more importantly, they're begging government to exclude others from competing with them.
Yep. So it is not a free market. It's not even close. But if fewer people are going to prison, then that's a good thing. That's really the only good thing I can say about it, besides the fact that it has reduced the prices overall. I think the competition that we do have. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, over at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.